we had a lovely family day out. Because anything John did, he did to perfection. Because of the bad weather, our initial plan to do the Stairway to Heaven down in Coolcam for Manor was cancelled because of Storm Ellen. And we decided instead to do the bowling, cinema and dinner with the kids. Of course, our little rascal, as Father Pat mentioned her, had to choose the movie. So I'm sure Tomás and John would have much rather watched something else other than Snow Queen. But as usual, our little rascal got the trumps up. We watched the movie, and then we had some time before the bowling. And some of you will be aware that Amelia had got a new bed last week for her and her favourite cousin Greta. So we were going to get some more accessories for her room. And John and I were doing up our room, so we'd just been to Breeden's that day, and we were going to get some wallpaper. So we had time in between to go and get the few bits. That, of course, entailed Amelia getting the upper hand again and getting another pick-me surprise or something I can't recall. But she had her daddy and her big brother wrapped around her little finger, and even though she had no money in the wallet, she got her prize. As many of you are aware, 2 weeks today, my beloved John would have been 50. His lifelong dream was to get to Cape Canaveral because he has obsession with space travel, many of you are aware. Unfortunately, due to the COVID, that wasn't going to happen. So myself and the kids had decided that we would do 50 presents for the super bestest daddy in the whole world. So at home, there are 50 presents hidden all over the house. Because for the past number of weeks and months, I have been ordering stuff online. And even though the would come with a post and John would say, "What came today?" and he known full well, I would say, "Oh, don't worry about it, Pat, I haven't a clue, just leave it there, I'll open it later." Unfortunately, I have nobody to give those presents to now 2 weeks today. But I'll go out to Ballybrack, and I know Seamus Crumlish will have the cake for me, as we did for every single birthday, and I will sing happy birthday to him. And don't worry, Father Pat, I won't have the 50 presents left out in Ballybrack. But he will have them always for me. So we did the bowling, and we did the dinner, and it was lovely. As I said, all John was about was his family. He loved each and one of us unconditionally. He piped up and said, "Titi, perhaps you could make some medicine for kids that are sick that doesn't taste yucky, because medicine is always yucky. So Titi, I hope you're up in heaven coming up with some concoction along with Amelia, because I know if you and Amelia were able to fulfill your dreams, you would have definitely met that medicine for your little sister." On the journey home, unfortunately, everything was against us that night. The high tide, the inclement weather from Storm Ellen and the night before, the roadworks and the slippery road conditions. Now, anyone that knows John here in Mayville knows that you couldn't get a safer driver. So it wasn't from speed or reckless driving. As Father Pat said, there are no words and there are no answers. But I can picture it second by second. But I'm not going to recall the events because it's not going to do anybody any good. But it's true what they say. In a second, your life changes completely. And on the 21st of August, 2020, at 9:30, when we were supposed to be coming home and planning our next few days together, my life was irrevocably changed for the worst. We And we landed in the water upside down, and about 12 feet of water above us and the waves crashing. I know my dear husband tried everything he could to get out. And the injuries he sustained unfortunately pinned him in, and he couldn't. And everybody that knows my dear son Thomas and what a good brother he was to his sister, the stories I've heard from his dear friends Keenan, Keelan, Molly, Lauren, Alwyn, and his countless other friends and neighbours who would have seen the two of them hand in hand all through lockdown, where he was our babysitter, where both John and I worked. He was the best big brother to the end, because when they found them, Amelia was in Thomas's arms. Just as you can see in the family photos down there, that's where she loved being. So for that, Thomas, I thank you for minding my dearest Amelia up to the end. And my dearest John, I thank you for being with them, because I know that's where you'd want to be, is looking after our two rascals. But unfortunately, I was left behind. And my sorrow and my suffering will be held together by your love and your strength and your guidance. And on the dark days and weeks and months ahead that I have to endure, I know that I will get a sign, or I'll get a gentle nudge, and I know that all three of you will be looking after me. I know they've made mention to it already, and my dad made special mention to Conor McDade. Conor, I thank you irrevocably from the bottom of my heart and from the hearts of John, Thomas, and Amelia. I know people have heard the story, and I honestly don't know how long I was in the water. I think it was probably the best part of an hour, but I had probably given up hope at that stage, because I had screamed and roared, and I had called out my three kids. Sorry, John, you're not a kid. You'll always be a kid at heart. But I had called out your names until I knew you all three had already gone. And the waves were hitting me and tumbling me. And all of a sudden, I saw a light, and it was Conor. And Conor and his mum were so good, they came up to me yesterday. And as my dad said, Conor was my guardian angel that night. Because I know what ensued after that was the tremendous help and work of the fire service, of the Garda Síochána, of the Coast Guard, of the paramedics, and of the wider community that did their best to get us that night. Especially from the Coast Guard. Kevin, I am sorry. I know you had the hard job of getting down to me in the water, and I know on a couple of additional occasions I asked you to let me go, because I knew I had lost the three most important people in my life, and I just wanted to be with them. But as many people have told me since then, I obviously was left behind for a reason. And I'm sorry, I know I have lots of people telling me at the moment I don't know what that reason is for. Because every second and every minute and every hour and every day that I am without John and Thomas and Amelia is a second too long. But I promise them that I will always love them and cherish them until we meet again. I know I am going to miss people's names, and for that I do apologise. But I do have to say special mention to the paramedics James and David that tended to me that night in the ambulance with my injuries. And as my brothers and sisters will testify, and my friends, I'm a bit stubborn. And I wouldn't let me go until I knew that they had found my beloved family. So thanks for being patient with me. And thanks for looking after me. A special mention to Charlene, the sergeant on duty that night. It's no call that a guard needs to get to be called to the scene of a tragic accident. But her professionalism and her courage and her support to me that night, I will never forget. So Charlene and the rest of the guard, as she called, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for everything you did for me. To all the fire crew, and apologies, I do know all of you, but there's, I have to mention Shane Canning and Morris Harkin. And again, I do apologise because I know in my distraught hour, I screamed and I roared and I begged. And I knew he had the hard task because I knew he knew they weren't coming back. But again, your support and all the fire crew were phenomenal to me that night, and for that I'm grateful. To Father Farron, thank you so much for giving the last rites to my three best friends. When they came and told me the news that they'd recovered all three bodies, I got my wish that I was bringing my three people, my whole world, home. To John McColgan and the rest of the Coast Guard crew, thank you so, so much for getting them out of the water for me. It's not what any of us would have wanted, but at least you got them home safe, and that's all I wanted. I am sorry if I've forgotten any names, but I will be eternally grateful to all the people that night who helped me. To all the staff and colleagues in Letterkenny Hospital where I work, their support to myself, my extended family, my friends that night was second to none. And being able to see Tomás and John and Amelia was very comforting to me. The journey home on Saturday was difficult to say the least. But I would like to thank each and every single person who stood along the way. It was very comforting to see the support. And I know my mom and dad are worried because I'm all alone now. But I think they've got solace and support to see the support and the love of the Mayville community. I know I might be a blow-in, but you've definitely welcomed me into your hearts this weekend. And I promise I will take up your offer of comfort and love, because I know there's going to be days and weeks and months ahead when I will need that. So I will turn up for under-8s football training where Amelia used to go. I know I have no kids now to go, but I will still go and watch and help. To the Sea Scouts, I will turn up for the investiture and the collection of badges. To the karate, I will go and see the boys get their belts. Tomás had got to a blue belt, and I know before very long he would have got to the black belt. To all the other extracurricular activities, I'll be the mum on the sideline, cheering on all your other kids. Because I know if my kids were still here, that's what I would be doing. I've only got a few words. You can tell I like talking. Once I start, I don't stop. But John, darling, don't worry, I'm nearly finished. I could go on and on and on and tell each and every one of you what a fabulous husband and what an amazing son and daughter I have. But I think the people that are standing outside, the people that are watching on the webcam, that the love and support that has been sent through texts, calls, messages, everybody knows what a lovely family they were. I was privileged and honoured to be Tomás and Amelia's mum. I'm just sorry that I didn't get to be their mum for longer. They'll be forever my darling babies in my heart, And I will always picture different events that they should be doing, but unfortunately won't get to do. I would picture Amelia in her communion dress. I would picture what she would be like for the Pat as an altar server, probably giggling with Crystal and Avian if they're up here, and Clara. And Louis and Andrew, I could name all the boys. She had more boyfriends and girlfriends, but I won't. I would picture Tomas as he would have done very well in his junior search and leaving search. And I will have memories and hopes and dreams of what they would have gone on to, because I know both of them would have excelled. Thank you, Tomas and Amelia, for allowing me to be your mammy. Thank you for the love and support you always give me. Amelia and I may not have seen eye to eye on every occasion. She was more like her mother than I realized. So sorry, Mammy, if I was half a rascal like Amelia was. I don't know how you put up with me. But it made me love her more and more each day. She gave the best hugs, best kisses, and she was the best dance teacher. And Denise and Greta can testify to that. She had Mom and Dad doing TikTok, and by God, could she teach them. So thank you, Amelia. You'd be forever Mommy's girl. And I will treasure our mommy-daughter time that we did every Sunday morning. We had an hour and it was just the two of us. And you were the boss. And you got to choose what we always do. And it invariably ended with the two of us in Timber and Duffy. Me having a peppermint tea. She having a hot chocolate. And then getting an ice cream. And as many of you know, she liked the mint chocolate. And then one day she went up and she said, "Oh, I'm having another one." And I said, "But Amelia, you've already won." And she goes, "Mommy, it's mommy-daughter time. I get to choose. So enjoy all the mint chocolate ice cream up in heaven, pet. Thank you for letting me do that. TT, there are no words. You are Mommy's best boy from day one. We didn't have the best start, but you got me through my dark days at the beginning. And then when Daddy came into our lives, you were the apple of Daddy's eye. You and John offered pride and joy. In those 14 years, you grew into such a handsome, strong man, one that I'm eternally proud of. And you were the best big brother to Amelia. And as I said already, you looked after her right to the end. So thank you, TT. My last few words are for you, John. And I could talk from here until Sunday about you, and that still wouldn't be enough, sweetheart. You're my rock, my soulmate, my best friend. You showed me what true love was all about. You got my heart healed and you showed me what it was like to fall in love and be loved. And I had 10 precious years with you. I thought I was going to grow old with you, darling. He used to say, the best is yet to come. But unfortunately, Thursday night, unfortunately, cut that time short. I am eternally grateful, sweetheart, for everything you did for me, for our family, for Tomas and Amelia. As I said, you always put everybody first and yourself last. Well, today, sweetheart, I'm putting you first. You are the love of my life. You always will be. My heart is broken. It's never going to heal. But that's okay. Because I have you, Tomas, and Amelia in my heart. And you will always stay there. And I look forward to the day when I get you to put your arms around me once more. Because that's when I felt safest and most loved. was when I was in your arms, darling. So for now, it's just goodbye. Look after our two darlings. Heaven has definitely gained three angels today. Enjoy your time up above with all our family and friends. And please look after me down here. I have one last request for everyone. Please go home and hug your kids and loved ones. Give them the tightest hug and the sweetest kiss. Tell your loved ones you love them. And don't be afraid to tell them, because my darling husband told me time and time again. It was the first thing I heard in the morning and the last thing I heard at night. So I ask each and every one of you to kiss and hug your loved ones dearly. And tell the loved ones you love them. I have no one to kiss and hug. And I have no one to tell. I'm okay. I have no one to tell I love you two anymore. Because the three most important people in my life are gone. So cherish each day as if it were your last. Because last Thursday was the last day I got to spend with my beloved family. So that's what I ask. John, Samos, and Amelia, I love each and every one of you. To the moon, stars, and back again. To infinity and beyond, plus 100. That love will never end. And I will see you soon. Thank you very much.